is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and Director of the Carl Henry Institute for Evangelical Engagement. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
It's the weekend. Are you going to the movies this weekend? And if so, are you going to the movies in order to have your faith strengthened? Are there people out there who are trying to market movies to you because you're an evangelical Christian? And if so, what do you think about these movies that try to bring in a little bit of religion, a little bit of the Bible, in order to appeal and to market, really, to evangelical Christians and to Christian churches? We're going to be talking about that today in light of all of the hubbub around the movie Evan Almighty. Have a couple of people who are going to be talking to us today specifically about how Hollywood wants to target and to market to evangelicals. What I want to know is, what do you think ought to be the place of Christians in the film industry, if at all? What kind of movie could there be that could actually strengthen your faith and reach unbelievers, if at all? I want you to join the conversation at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. When you see a movie like Evan Almighty, and I don't mean when you go to see it, I've never seen the film, not gonna go see the film. But if you, when you see the fact that there are movies like that out there, do you say to yourself, well, you know, at least Hollywood's doing something to try to reach religious people? Or do you say, you know, this is one step away from blasphemy? 877-893-8255. We're going to be talking about Christianity and the movies and the marketers. But first, in the news today, police have confirmed that it's not just one, but two car bombs were set to explode in London's West End, and massive car bombs. We can be thankful that the British police were able to find these things before there was a disaster. We also need to understand, when you have these cars loaded down with gasoline and nails, this ought to be a reminder to us. I think many of us go days at a time now without ever even thinking about the possibility of a terrorist attack. We're this far out now from September the 11th that often we think that Islamic jihadists are just meeting somewhere in rooms and doing nothing, when the terrorist threat is still real and right before our eyes all around the country. Last night, Democratic debate, Howard University. I have to tell you, this was the dullest of the debates that I have seen so far. I am a political addict, a political junkie. I don't think I have ever missed a presidential debate in all of my life. And yet, last night, I actually was bored enough at one point to turn off the television and to walk out of the room. Not just this debate. I think all the debates so far this year, on both sides, have been so vacuous and have dealt so little with real issues, it's really kind of disappointing. Either that or I'm just getting old. I think the interesting thing that happened last night was Mike Gravel, who said in the debate, we ought to do away with the war on drugs. This is what Senator Gravel had to say.
And if I'm president, I'll do away with the war on drugs, which does nothing but savage our inner cities and put our children at risk.
Is it the war on drugs savaging our inner cities, or is it drugs savaging our inner cities? The interesting thing to me was that Mike Gravel said this, and you had the rest of the candidates many times saying, I agree with everything that's been said here tonight. Well, how about that? How about a call for the legalization, or at least the decriminalization of drugs? What will that do to America's inner cities? I don't buy the argument that decriminalization, that legalization, will simply take drugs out of the black market. Because the problem is not just the black market for drugs. Problem is the drugs. The problem is located with the drug cartels shipping this stuff into the United States of America. And going to Walgreens with a prescription for heroin is not going to solve the violence and carnage of drugs. Barack Obama spoke specifically to the issue of the Supreme Court decision on desegregation yesterday. And this is what he had to say.
This is where Thurgood Marshall and the team from Brown crafted their strategy. And if it hadn't been, I would not be standing here today.
Well, that's true, and I think that it is a remarkable thing when you look and see that you have presidential candidates up there, an African-American presidential candidate, a Latino presidential candidate. There really has been a lot of progress made in American culture and in American political life over the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Such would be unthinkable in 1954. And now, here we have an American society in which it really isn't that unusual or odd that an African-American, that a Latino-American, able to run for president. As a matter of fact, the discussion is about the ideas and the competence of these individuals, not the race. And I agree with Senator Obama that that is a healthy development. Hillary Clinton, it seems, dominated this debate. She made all kinds of rousing statements, such as this one.
If HIV/AIDS were the leading cause of death of white women between the ages of 25 and 34, there would be an outraged outcry in this country.
Yeah, she was on fire last night, and apparently she was popular. Apparently she really had an effect, because the commentators are saying she won this debate just like she has several of the others. On the Republican side, Mitt Romney is in a little bit of trouble today. The Republican presidential candidate who's leading in Iowa and New Hampshire has a major problem. It seems that when he took his family on family vacation in the 1980s, he took the family dog, and he did not keep the dog in the car. He put the dog on top of the car, in one of those pet carriers, strapped it to the top of the family van, and drove down the road. Which, you know, some people are comparing to National Lampoon's Family Vacation, National Lampoon's Vacation, and saying, you know, this is really cruel to animals. So Governor Romney is having to speak today and say, you know, it wasn't cruel. My dog loves fresh air. And not only that, he says, I've had all kinds of criticism from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals over all kinds of things. This is just the latest thing. We'll see if Rovergate turns out okay for Governor Romney. And I can only hope that Albert Mueller, on vacation right now, does not have Baxter strapped to the top of his van. Also, in other news, Roseanne, formerly known as Roseanne Barr, and then Roseanne Arnold, and now just Roseanne, I think with an exclamation point at the end of it, has called for the impeachment of the president and the vice president. She says we need to have both of these men impeached and removed from office so that we can save our troops, save our schools and hospitals and jobs, feed our hungry and poor, save the drowning people in New Orleans. And I'm from the New Orleans area. I don't think there are people drowning there right now, but she says we need to save the drowning people in New Orleans, and anyone who mentions Paris Hilton one more time must die. Okay. Also, today, in the San Francisco Chronicle, there's a story about disaster tourists, those who are attracted to things such as the fires near Lake Tahoe, going simply to gawk. And fire authorities are saying, we're having a tremendous amount of time and effort devoted just to keeping these people away from the fires, who kind of travel from disaster to disaster as tourists, wanting to gawk at it. Well, you know, you and I always see people on the side of the road who are broken down or who've had a wreck, and the type of people who want to slow down and watch and look at the ambulance. I guess there's an entire industry built around that. In Philadelphia, today the iPhone is out. iPod meets cell phone. And the mayor of Philadelphia, John F. Street, was waiting outside an AT&T store at 3:30 a.m., when, according to the Associated Press, a 22-year-old sporting a mohawk saw him and said, how can you sit here waiting for an iPhone when there were 200 murders in the city already? And the mayor said, I'm doing my job, and I don't have to be sitting in City Hall to do city business. And also, in France, new President Nicolas Sarkozy has given the Medal of the Legion of Honor to an American, to Barbara Streisand. He said to her, you are the America that we love. Women like you. And you do a lot to bring our two peoples together.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
I'm not normally a McCainiac, but I have to tell you, when John McCain did his compilation of the best songs of Barbara Streisand on Saturday Night Live and said he's doing that because she's been trying to do his job for the past 20 years, I think he was really on target there. Barbara Streisand, who really fashions herself to be a political activist, now she has another notch in her belt because she is honored in France for all of her work in the arts and in American culture. When we come back, we're going to talk about American culture, specifically when it deals with the issue of movies and film. Some in Hollywood are trying to market movies to evangelical Christians, movies such as Evan Almighty. What do you think about this? Do you think this is a positive development, a negative development? How should we read it? Give me a call, 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make the big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
They're gonna put us in the movies, and us means evangelical Christians. But what do you think about that? When you have films such as Evan Almighty being marketed to evangelical Christians, and that's just one of them, that's just the latest of them, what do you think about the fact that Hollywood is really trying to get you to the movies? Are they doing this successfully? How do you think, if not, how do you think Christians ought to be engaging in the film industry? What would it look like for a Christian to actually use film for the glory of God? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and join the conversation. I have with me on the line James A. Smith, Sr., who is the editor of the Florida Baptist Witness newspaper. Jim Smith, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Good to be with you, Dr. Moore.
It's good to have you here. You recently turned down an advertisement for the new movie Evan Almighty to run in your newspaper. Why would that be when you have all of these Christian publications out there from Christianity Today all the way on down the line accepting major advertisements for this movie?
Yeah. Well, I made that decision actually almost 2 months ago based on what my sense was what it would be. So I was really guessing. At that time, I didn't know what other Christian media would be taking that advertising. I largely made the decision on the basis of the fact that it was a sequel to Bruce Almighty, which, although I did not see, I saw plenty of reviews about and know enough about to know that if it was anyway in the vein of that movie, it wasn't something that I thought was appropriate for our publication.
Now, Jim, you're all cool and missional, and you've got the goatee and the pop culture credentials here. Don't you think it's a good thing that we actually have a movie that's trying to deal with some religious themes?
Well, you know, there is a fine line here, and I don't want to be pharisaical and judgmental and all those mean things that sometimes we're accused of being, but I saw the movie. I went to a screening of the movie, and it turned out to be what I feared it was, and I was glad I decided not to take that ad. But more than that, I got the really uneasy feeling that this was something that was not appropriate for churches to be playing a role in marketing, and that was really the bigger issue that I was trying to address with my editorial, and that is to put the warning out there, to ask the question, to probe churches and pastors: are we being co-opted by Hollywood to market films, even if they're good films? Should we be acting as marketing agents, helping them sell tickets? And I'm of the view that no, we shouldn't be. We certainly shouldn't be in the case, in my view, of this film.
Well, now let's speak specifically of this film. What's the problem with it? You've seen it. I've not seen it. What do you find problematic about the movie Evan Almighty?
Yeah, the first issue has to be a human depiction of God. That I can't get past. And
Morgan Freeman is in the role of God the Father in this movie.
Yes,
God,
yep,
generically.
That's right. Yeah, and I had one critic respond to my editorial and say, well, Jesus was God the Son in human form, so why should there be a problem in depicting God the Father? Well, I don't have a problem with the depiction of Jesus because he is man. Mm-hmm. He is the God-man. Mm-hmm. God the Father is not. And so I can't get past that. That's a big issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
The other issue for me is that the theme of the movie is basically built around the notion that good works will save us. Evan Baxter, who's elected to Congress, essentially learns that lesson throughout the film, and the film ends with the notion that if we'll all just do enough good things, we'll change the world, we'll save the world. And there's a sense in which, of course, that's true, but there's a deeper concern that I have that communicates the sense that is the means by which we're saved, and of course that's not an evangelical understanding of the gospel.
Acts of random kindness arc.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, now you really locate the whole idea of marketing movies through churches to the phenomenon of the Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, that was a phenomenal success of where the churches were actively engaged by Mel Gibson all along the way in helping to craft the movie, even in a sense, well long and early into the process. And then the churches were used to sell out movie theaters and to for churches to take people to the movies and all those sorts of things. And in the case of The Passion of the Christ, I'm less uncomfortable with that because the movie wasn't an ideal opportunity to take that movie and take the next step in the conversation. But even then, I'm still uneasy with the idea that churches would be turned into marketing tools for Hollywood, even if the film itself may have some redeeming value in it, as The Passion of the Christ would. It's certainly not the case, in my view, in the case of something like Evan Almighty, and even more recently, there's Rocky Balboa, and there have been other movies where this has been attempted, and Hollywood sees green.
Mm-hmm.
They see the church as a way to bring in box office, and that, I believe, has crossed the line. That's where I think we're being co-opted, and that's what I was trying to warn against, to step back and consider, are we being co-opted by Hollywood?
Now, if I'm a Christian in the film industry, I might say to you, here I am in Hollywood. I'm trying to be salt and light. You all criticize us if we put out sex and violence, and now we put out a movie that's relatively clean, mentions God, talks about kindness, talks about religious inspiration, and you all don't like that either. So what should we do?
Well, I'm sympathetic to a degree to that criticism, and I'm sympathetic to a Christian in Hollywood who's trying to do good work and trying to do so in a way that glorifies God. But there is a line that can't be crossed, and in my mind at least, a human depiction of God is that line, for starters, and salvation by works is another. I'm familiar with those who say this is, as you say, an opportunity for Christians to engage the culture, and at least prayer is positively portrayed in the movie, in a sense, and there's no explicit sex and violence, and we can certainly praise Hollywood and praise these producers for those aspects of this film, but not at the expense, I think, of those underlying core doctrinal truths that I'm afraid we cannot endorse in this movie.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim Smith, editor of the Florida Baptist Witness. You can read Jim's editorial at floridabaptistwitness.com called Marketing Hollywood from the Pulpit? But now I'd like you to join the conversation. What do you think about movies trying to make an appeal to Christians? Should we have a separation of church and cinema? Should we say, you know what, let's try to get some religious themes into movies? And what would it take for you as a Christian to say, now that is a movie that really can be used for the advancement of the church, for the propagation of the gospel? I mean, what would it take to really make an impact as Christians on Hollywood? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and join the conversation. The movies, we complain about them, but then when they try to reach us, is that really good too? 877-893-8255. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program. Near, far, near.
Hollywood never fails to make a sequel for each and every movie that does well. Why can't love be more like that? Where the best ones get a second chance. And that way, though you're gone, it wouldn't be that long till I'd see you.
Well, Hollywood does make sequels, and sequels make money. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler program, and we're talking today about marketing Hollywood to evangelical Christians. What would it take for you to say, this is a movie that we ought to stand up in church and say, go to this film, take your neighbor to this film, let this film change your life? Is Evan Almighty that movie for you? And if not, what kind of movie would do that for you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and join the conversation. But first, I have on the line Peter DeBruge, who is features editor for Variety Magazine, who has written a really interesting article this year called The Gospel According to Research, Hollywood Courting the Faith Community, talking about this whole issue of marketing to evangelical Christians and to religious Americans in general. Peter, welcome to the Albert Mohler program.
Hi there. Thank you.
Now, you wrote an article I found very, very interesting on this issue, saying that there are reasons why I, for instance, pick up Christianity Today and see a wraparound advertisement for Evan Almighty on this magazine for evangelical Christians.
Sure. It's a pretty recent phenomenon, actually, and it's sort of amazing that it's taken Hollywood this long to realize that there is a Christian market. But there are a number of companies who do very well, just as Hollywood has companies that specialize in marketing to broad segments of the audience. And these companies specialize directly in the Christian audience. And the thinking is very much that if you're talking about the number they throw around is about 120, 130 million Americans are what they consider regular churchgoers, that is, people who go to church at least once a month. And as far as Hollywood's concerned, a regular churchgoer might be a regular moviegoer. If you can, you know, reach out to that same audience, you've got a pretty big potential market.
Now, if you're a Hollywood marketer for a film, how do you balance getting religious people into the movie without alienating your general audience?
Well, I think one thing that's sort of interesting, the Passion is a movie that sort of everyone points to as the kind of business they want to do, but I think we all realize that's a pretty anomalous film in that it had an A-list director in Mel Gibson, who was, you know, one of the most popular movie stars alive, and a very specialized, you know, new take just in how graphic it was in a story that we all are very interested in. But there have been a lot of films that have jumped on that bandwagon. Evan Almighty is an example of a film that's overtly Christian, this time sort of with an Old Testament story of Noah's Ark, you know, put in sort of a modern context. But I think what's interesting, though, is that Christian audiences don't seem necessarily to be looking for Christian films. They're looking for films that sort of conform more to their values, less of the sex, drugs, language, violence that you know, sometimes you don't know if you're going to get in a Hollywood movie.
Mm-hmm. Now, you think about the perspective of evangelical Christians right now. Would you say to us that we ought to be happy about this development of being marketed to by Hollywood? Should we be skeptical about this? How should we view this as people who've never really been in this place before?
You know, I think if you look at a movie like Evan Almighty, that's one that's made by a filmmaker who himself is a devout Christian. Mm-hmm. This is not sort of a pandering commercial attempt, although we all realize that everything that Hollywood does is done. It is, you know, a business proposition here, and they want to see a return on their investment with every film. So I think that it's smart to be cautious when you see a film like that. But I think there should also be sort of a certain reason for celebration among Christian audiences that there's actual material being made that reflects, you know, subjects that they haven't seen much in the movies, maybe in,
you know, 40 years or so back when Bible epics were sort of a more common type of blockbuster.
All right. Thank you so much, Peter DeBruge, features editor for Variety Magazine, who has written on the fact that Hollywood now wants to market to you, evangelical Christians, sometimes even directly through churches and through pastors. Is this a good development? Have you seen Evan Almighty? Have you seen some of these movies that are really being pitched to evangelical Christian audiences? Does it make you hopeful? Or do you say, I think I'm being taken in here by a marketing firm? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And what should Christians be doing with Hollywood and the film industry? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we're talking today about Hollywood. Hollywood identifies a new market, and it's you, evangelical Christians and Christian churches particularly. Is this a good thing? When Hollywood is marketing movies such as Evan Almighty to Christians, to Christian churches, to Christian pastors, saying, let's get some Christian influencers out there to talk up this movie, should we see that as a good thing? Hollywood's actually trying to respond to evangelical Christians who have been complaining for years about all of the garbage coming out of Hollywood. But Evan Almighty, is that really what we were asking for? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What should we hope that Hollywood would do, if anything? Should we even care? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Andrew on the line calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Andrew, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What do you think about all this?
I actually do not think that Christians should worry about Hollywood marketing to them, because, I mean, this radio station markets to Christians, and I don't see how it would be any different.
Okay. Well, what about if it's your pastor standing up in church? He says, I've gotten some promotional material for this new movie. I think we all need to go and see this movie, support this filmmaker. You got a problem with that?
I think that's a little weird to have a pastor kind of marketing someone else's product, but I don't think that it's specifically wrong. I just don't think that Christians should worry about movies in general. I don't think Jesus would if he was here today.
Okay. Have you seen Evan Almighty?
I have not, but I have seen The Ultimate Gift, which was kind of also marketed towards Christians.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard of that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Andrew from Pittsburgh says he doesn't have a problem with Hollywood marketing to evangelical Christians. He thinks it's actually a good thing. We shouldn't be all that concerned about it. What about you? Do you think that this really is a hopeful sign that Hollywood is saying there are enough evangelical Christians out there that we ought to market to them? Or are you nervous about it? I have to tell you, I'm a little nervous about this because you have Hollywood marketing movies such as Evan Almighty that the director says this is a movie that can appeal to Hindus too. This is a movie that can appeal to Muslims too. Well, it's fine to have a movie that appeals to Christians and to Hindus and to Muslims, but not when the movie is supposed to be religious in its nature. That's what makes me uncomfortable. Are we having movies that we see as being religiously themed that really are just trying to hook us? What do you think? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Bill, who is calling from Grand Island, Nebraska. Bill, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Good afternoon. Blessings to you.
You too. What's your thought on this?
Well, I agree a little bit with the last caller in that I don't think that we should get too excited one way or the other exactly what Hollywood is thinking about us or saying to us specifically.
Uh-huh.
But I do think that as Christians, as people of faith, Christ has given us boldness to stand and to stand up in our faith and to trust in Him. And what that means to me is, when something comes along that's ambiguous or may even have some negative part to it, that we can still stand and recognize it as an opportunity. And I think that in the case of Evan Almighty, I don't think that it's something that we have to fear as a church. And I think that it's I think it's something that we need to participate in. I think you made a very interesting point a minute ago when you mentioned that, you know, that there is some connotation that this is supposed to be religious, that this is supposed to be that there's supposed to be an orthodoxy in it. And when Hollywood steps up and tries to represent an orthodoxy, I think that we need to be as informed as we can.
Well, Bill, would you take an unbelieving neighbor to see Evan Almighty?
No. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Would you take an unbelieving neighbor to see Evan Almighty in order to have a conversation?
Yes, I would. I went with a number of people from our church to go see it, and there were a few things that I just shook my head at and said, oh, well, I could have done without that.
Yeah.
But I think that there were some statements in the movie. There were some really great statements in the movie on how prayer works in our lives as Christians, and also there were some really good statements about how God is there for us, that God is not there for us as some kind of a cosmic Santa Claus or as some kind of a distant, far-off judge, but that God is there as a father.
Yeah, or Morgan Freeman. What do you think? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I think Bill's made a good point that a lot of times these movies actually open up a conversation. And yet, what about a movie such as Evan Almighty that has a religious theme, but the religious theme in the end is random acts of kindness, acts of random kindness? Does that do more harm than it does good, especially when you have churches out there saying, let's gather everybody up and go see Evan Almighty? Now, that's the question. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Hollywood wants to market to you. And we understand Hollywood's in the business to make money, but would you take an unbelieving neighbor to see a movie such as Evan Almighty? Even though you don't agree with everything there, but you're saying we could have a conversation about it. Gail's on the line, calling from Dayton, Ohio, listening on XM. Gail, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hello.
Hello. What's your thought on this?
My thought on this is that I think the marketing to Christians could go both ways. I mentioned a second ago that I have a background in marketing, so I think I understand Hollywood's bend and interest in getting the Christian market. But I also think, because it means that Christians do have a voice, and a big enough voice for Hollywood to spend money in trying to get our interest.
All right. Gail says she's a little bit optimistic about this. What about you? When you think about movies such as Evan Almighty, movies that are really coming out seems more and more from Hollywood, do you see this as a sign that Christians are actually making an impact on the culture? Or do you see this as just another marketing gimmick? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Simple fact of the matter is, our unbelieving neighbors are watching movies. They are watching films. How do Christians start a conversation with these unbelievers about the worldviews they're seeing on the silver screen? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Hollywood and the church. What do you think? We'll be right back to talk about it some more. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, who is on family vacation in Florida as we speak. And this is the Albert Mohler Program. Hollywood love us, but if there's enough of us, they'll sure market to us. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program. In our remaining minutes, we have Selena on the line calling from Orlando, Florida. Selena, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program. What do you think about this?
I have not seen the movie, but I agree along the lines that you're speaking of. We should be very cautious as Christians because of the broad audience that Hollywood is trying to target. It falls in line to me like with that tolerance thing. They tolerate everything and everyone except for Christians and Christianity. And I think we need to be
All right. Thank you, Selena. I'll have to say, I think it's a good thing for Christians to be involved in the film industry. And I think that Christians are called in almost every vocation and calling out there. We need people who are salt and light, including in the film industry. And I think there are all kinds of ways in which Christians can bring to bear a Christian worldview about sin and redemption, about the fall, about hope, all kinds of issues that are distinctively Christian. What I worry about, though, is when you have Hollywood saying, we've got a market, let's market to them and have a Christian film without Christ. When you have movies such as Evan Almighty that I've not seen, don't plan to see, but there are all kinds of movies like this, and there will be more, in which you have God, Morgan Freeman, as God. A man, an actor, standing there representing God, and you have a gospel of acts of random kindness. Yeah, that can spark a conversation. And yeah, we ought to do the best we can with what's out there. Say to our unbelieving neighbors who maybe have gone to see Evan Almighty, hey, well, let me tell you about the real God. Let me tell you about the real gospel. Let me tell you about a kindness that's not random at all. But let's not invest our hope in Hollywood marketing. Let's not hang on to every movie that comes out that mentions God or takes on a Bible story as though that is now the greatest thing since the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. Instead, we ought to be skeptical. We ought to stand back and say we're not a marketing sample. We're the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we also ought to be very, very concerned that we do not participate in the trivialization or the watering down of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We serve a great and majestic and mysterious and sovereign God who has spoken to us in Jesus Christ. Let's make sure that the movies that we commend and that we celebrate leave the Almighty in God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.